Simon Lederman and Lorna Milson with you on Three Counties Breakfast.
Now, 7:38, a 26-year-old man from Watford has won a national competition in which he had to build a computer game from scratch in under 48 hours. Fabiano Diaz was one of a team of five who took on the task of building a video game based around the fictional detective Sherlock Holmes, and Fabiano joins us now. Morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
This is far more difficult than most people would imagine. 48, just put it into context about how long the great and the good would normally spend developing a game.
Well, I have to say I didn't sleep for 50 hours. Wow. And it was difficult in the beginning because you have to come up with the idea. And, you know, the Train to Game staff always told us, don't use your first idea. You know, your fourth idea will always be the best idea. So that's what we did. We came up with a bunch of ideas in the beginning. And then we end up going with the last idea. But once we got everything together, all the bits and pieces and stuff, and we start working as a team, the game came up, and at the end it was a great pleasure working with them. And
what is the game? What have you done?
The game's called The Capture of Sherlock Holmes. Our idea was Sherlock Holmes was captured by his arch enemy, Dr. Moriarty. So he wakes up in a cell and he has to get out of the cell. And once you get out of this cell, you have to sort of like unlock the door, and you do like a lockpick sort of device to unlock the door. So it's a lot of puzzles, and then you have to solve four riddles. So you open the main door, and then there's a maze. And once you finish the maze, it's the end of the game. So in 48 hours, it was a huge task, but it was great. It was a good time.
And there is a huge love of gaming still. I mean, I remember not that long ago when on the front page of the most famous search engine in the world, they brought back some very old-fashioned games like Pong was one, and yeah. They also did a bit of Pac-Man one era as well to celebrate what was now 25-30 years.
Exactly.
People still embrace computer gaming.
But that's the thing, if you think about, well, you know, the game Super Mario is like, it's as old as me and people are still playing. So game is a huge part of life nowadays. A lot of people, you know, the game industry makes more money than the music and the cinema industry put on together. So it's a huge thing. It's
so
a
you're
huge
in the right
thing
business.
To be. Well, hopefully.
Yeah. I couldn't make a game in 48 years, let alone 48 hours. You did have a few problems, though, didn't you? I heard there was a few crashes along
the
way.
The problem was, I think we had the game almost finished. It was about 6 hours to the end of the competition, and our computer crashed. So we didn't have saved for about an hour and a half. So, but luckily we had some backup. So we were able to pick up from where we stopped before and just, you know, get it working again.
And isn't it at times like that you think to yourself, computers are rubbish, give me pen and paper any day? That's my thought on this.
Yeah. Not really. I mean, if it wasn't for the computers, we would never done it, you know. Like we really needed, and you know, it was a great thing that, you know, Train to Game put that thing to put the whole competition together, because it was really good experience for me and for my fellow friends as well that was on my team, and it was just amazing.
So where do you go from here? Does anything happen to your winning game?
Well, so far we haven't like spoken about a lot. I mean, me and the team. May I say the name of the team that was two designers, which is. It was Martin Whittle and Ben Stoneman. Martin's from Leeds, Ben is from Sussex, I think. Chloe Martin and me, we were the artists, and we're still talking on Facebook and stuff. And there were also two programmers, which it was Peter Gall and Vantui Viana, if I'm not wrong. And we're still like talking about it, you know, getting together again, and because I presume that Train to Game will come up with more game jams, and we want to go there and we want to compete again. And, you know, it will be a lot of pressure on us now, but, you know,
to maintain that title.
Yeah, exactly, but we want to do that.
Well, Fabiano, pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations.
Yeah, just one point. If anyone wants to check out the game, it's on the Train to Game website, which is on www.train2game. The 2 is the number 2 altogether, train2game.com. And the name of the game is The Capture of Sherlock Holmes. I believe all the games is there as well. So if you guys want to check the other games as well, you can have a look.
Train2game. Fabiano, thanks for coming to see
us. Thank you very much indeed.
Fabiano Diaz, one of the team of five who took on the task of building a video game in under 48 hours.